This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop.
Congress is facing a Friday night deadline on its $1.3 trillion spending package. And already the House has bumped back an expected vote until Thursday.
It's going to extend our week, into the weekend perhaps. This just shows why this is a terrible way to have to do business, where the final decisions are left up to four people.
That's a reference to the big four leaders of Congress, McConnell, Schumer, Ryan, and Pelosi. And both Senate leaders expressed optimism they'll be able to pass this bill. The text of the legislation was supposed to be released last night to set the stage for a House vote on Wednesday.
We got close, but we weren't going to let midnight stop us from finishing our job of negotiating it up.
Among the final issues, cost-sharing reductions for Obamacare, which Democrats have wanted. And the ongoing struggle over addressing the so-called Dreamers in exchange for border wall funding. But top Democrats said both sides are far apart on DACA and border security.
We're going to keep fighting and trying. The courts have given something of a reprieve, but there are going to be lots of opportunities for us to try and help the DACA kids.
Another concern, the risk of a government shutdown this week due to Mother Nature's inclement weather. But so far, the Senate Majority Leader doesn't appear to be worried.
What my focus is on is finishing this omnibus appropriation, which will fund the government through September the 30th, and we're going to do it this week.
There's also pressure on the Republican side to get out of town before a major gun protest comes here. Perhaps some deadline motivation.
They'll keep him there. I mean, we've got a Northeaster hitting the east. It's the fourth one. Janice Dean said she called it the fourth Easter or something, something to that effect. It was quite clever at the time. I guess you had to be there and hear it. But nonetheless, it is rather cold, and snow is falling down in the East Coast. Maybe it'll hit D.C. enough to where they say, okay, hey, maybe this week we'll put in more than 2.5 days worth of work. Even though they want to get home, and, this is the schedule that they're on. But look, they do this to themselves. And it's hard to feel sorry for them because they keep on doing it. As we mentioned earlier when talking to Jenny Beth Martin, people do that which they get rewarded for. And so they're rewarded. Some way they get a win out of this. We get a loss, but they get a win. For most legislators, sadly, it's not about the budget. It's about being able to go back home and saying, hey, look what I got for you, this goodie, and everybody goes, oh, fine, okay. And so then you reelect them, and here we go. The circus continues. Nothing really improves. And again, when we get down to the last minute situation like this, this is when stupid things happen. It's kind of like the end of the fiscal year. That's when, they spend $10,000 on a number two Ticonderoga pencil because they got to vacate their budgets. If they don't, then they get less funding the following year because they said, hey, you were able to get by with less, so we're going to give you less. So, it doesn't work that way. Government only works on more. Kind of what Pat Riley talked about in kind of a political term. He used it in terms of sports and athletics and that sort of thing. And I think the general human psychology of the disease of more. You get that situation, that mindset, especially with people who are entitled. It's never enough. It's that disease of more. I need more entitlement and then I'd be happy. But it doesn't, you talk about something that's insatiable. It's an entitlement mindset. And this is what we've created in our country. There's too many people who are entitled. And I say that in a sense that it works against them. It's not in their best interest. Prove to me that people who are entitled are doing so much better. The things are going great. Actually, what we've done, we've put them in survival mode. That's all they can do. They can just get by and just stay, their head is just barely above water. But they feel the pressure underneath of the water. And the pressure is a combination of things. It's reality. It's their dreams. It's their perceptions. It's how they see themselves and how they perceive that others see themselves. So a lot of pressure on them. So it's never satisfied. It's insatiable. And that's what we've created in this government. There's really no true responsibility. There's no true statesmanship in terms of somebody carrying that ball because, people don't want to hear that. But here on this show, we're going to tell you the truth. We're going to break it down because that truth needs to be spread out, that reality, because it's for the good of all concerned, and especially those who are caught up in that disease of entitlement. It's not in their best interest. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Permission, and thank you for joining in at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. John Guandola joins us now. Always good to have John with us, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. So, you know, we've got a ton of things to talk about, especially when you mention those three magical letters. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing great, Bill. Hey. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Timing could not be better. It's the way it works with you and I. You know, it's like you come on and then there's something there that we need to address so naturally. But, of course, in the news this morning, many people across the country waking up, people in Texas found out while they were sleeping that the bomber that had been tormenting Texas blew himself up.
Yes. And what we, I think, need to remember is that As we comb through the information and the evidence about what's going on, we're watching just an increase across the board in this kind of activity. And I think what we're trying to do is understanding the threat is to bring this, bring the information in each piece in each incident to the public, mm-hmm. just so they can evaluate it through a lens that, from our perspective, is much more realistic.
Well, John, it doesn't. And what you're suggesting here, and I want people to catch here, is that evil is metastasizing. It's not a consistent theme here. It's not some somebody who's been bullied and invalidated on a school campus. It's not just ISIS. It's the influence of evil that anybody who's disenfranchised with our country, with our civilization, our way of life, is starting to act out. I mean, it's still early in the investigation and understanding. I mean, this is what law enforcement and you do right away. You start looking and go, okay, what is the profile of this individual? You know, we find out now he was just identified this morning. He's a 24-year-old man, and his statements, just his disenchantment at the world at large. I mean, this was, you know, kind of a global perspective. He wasn't happy with the world, and he decided to act out. So far, you know, like I said, this is early on, and we're still discovering what his motivation was. But, so far, that's what we're hearing.
Well, right, and what I would like to highlight out of this is what we have been teaching and briefing and speaking about, and we've talked about it on your show before, is that you have a real and definable Marxist movement in the United States.
Exactly.
That is supporting and working with a real and definable jihadi movement in the United States. And these movements working together both have overtly stated their objective of bringing down the U.S. government and destroying our way of life. And you've got literally in this country the leadership nationally of the Democrat Party and significant national Marxist organizations working together.
Yeah, they're all complicit. Exactly.
And these are people that are advocating the violent overthrow of our government.
Mm-hmm.
And people that support groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa and others that are violently coming against us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going on. So whichever side of that aisle this guy was on, it doesn't matter, because it's all it matters only in how it affects the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Of going after it, but you have to understand they have the same objective.
Yes. Yeah, this supports their agenda. It's, the enemy of my enemy, again, as we've discussed many times, John. What we've been warning is these kids, we've got the big march coming to D.C. next week. Actually, it's this weekend. There's a lot of fervor, a lot of passion because of, what happened in Parkland. And I warned the kids early on. I said, be careful that your hashtag does not get hijacked. And this is exactly to your point what's happened, is they're all joining in these groups, these Antifa groups, these anti-American groups support the things that are everything non-American, all in the name of the red, white, and blue. And they are sheep, and they're actually wolves in sheep's clothing here. And they're taking over this movement in much the same way. It's nothing new, John. I mean, you and I, we grew up with this when, during the Vietnam era. And how that movement was hijacked, and you had the Weather Underground, you had the Bill Ayers, and all these people that are still around, and to talk about it in these days, maybe not wide open, but in certain meetings where they feel free to talk. I mean, they're pretty open about what they did.
Well, that's right, and what I you bring up Bill Ayers, it's a great, I think, very important point. Why? Because Bill Ayers is a part of a relatively recent movement in the last 5-plus years to go after elementary, junior high, and high schools with a program that indoctrinates them in Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it, this leaderless classroom where teachers, they put their desks in the back of the classroom because they don't, you don't want that authoritarian figure of a teacher in the classroom. We're all leaders in the classroom. And it sounds, when you listen to the people who talk about it, it actually sounds, that sounds like a great, innovative idea. But when you understand it, the idea was created by Marxists with the distinct intent of bringing down the schools to infiltrate them and to indoctrinate them in Marxist ideology. You realize, well, that's actually not innovative. It's destructive.
Yeah.
And so this, what we see with these bombings in Texas, whether this guy was a jihadi or not, my guess is he's a Marxist.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of these people we see, they're Marxists. Of course, the left immediately says, oh, look, violence, it's white, whatever, and it turns out the guy's a Marxist.
White privilege, yes. Everything's white privilege these days. John, the thing is, people are hearing, and it's kind of like falling still on deaf ears. They're not really hearing the alarm. Trevor Loudon, who's done incredible research on this fact, pointed out, based on research, has never been refuted, because it can't be. It's the truth. How many elected officials in our government who raise their hand to the Constitution are doing everything but support the Constitution? They're violating their oath right now, even as we speak. Over 100 are card-carrying socialists. Now, I cannot put a socialism and Marxism, I can't align it with our U.S. Constitution and say that those principles support the Constitution, what the Founding Fathers fought and bled for, what we have over the years and throughout our rich history have fought and bled for and died for. I cannot reconcile those two. Those things are in conflict. But you see, there's not a voice out there that, even like with the teachers going in the back of the classroom, wait a minute, you are the adult in the room. You know, you can't allow, just like we can't allow kids in Parkland, though they're concerned, they only have 17, 18 years worth of experience, and they're going to define policy. They can participate in it and have something there, but we still need an adult to say, you know what, you're still not prepared to drive the car yet.
That's right. That's right. Great analogy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is what's happening. You know, we can't have parents. We can't have teachers checking out. You can't have them sitting in the back of the room. That's not what you're paid to do. See, but nobody is countering that thought because, you know, if they hear me say that, then they go, oh, well, you know, this guy, you know, he's just old school and, you know, he's just, you know, these are the voices that we're trying to squash. John Guandolo is with us. The conversation continues. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety in precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
He's fighting the good fight.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as independent as we can be. Welcome. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Guandolo is with us. His organization, Understanding the Threat, were the first in the nation to call it an ISIS operation. What we're talking about is the Las Vegas shooting, and here with an update is John, in talking about that, yes, we have found an ISIS terror link. John, give us an update on what's going on with Vegas, because it's been off the front pages for quite a while. Like anything that is a, you know, part of the, what, 24, maybe 48-hour cycle, it comes, it goes by the wayside every once in a while. Somebody go, hey, what happened with Vegas, you know? So here it is. We got John to give us an update. So tell us, what's happening?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. First, let me remind people in just a brief update where we were with the attack. Mm-hmm. In the spring of 2015, ISIS said Las Vegas is a target, and open air events are what we're going to look at. And then in September of 2017, ISIS publicly said Las Vegas is a target, and we're looking at open air events. And then on October 1st, there was an attack at an open air event in Las Vegas. A reasonable person would at least say that ISIS being responsible is a reasonable direction to go in an investigation. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's the only way to go. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Now we have, right, so now we identify the law enforcement officials, Stephen Patter, the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, several key points of information. Number one, as of today, we have no motive for Paddock doing what he did. We know, as a matter of fact, that he did pre-operational reconnaissance and surveillance in other U.S. cities. So there's a question, where did he learn to do that? Who trained him? And what was his motive? Well, they're saying, as of today, we don't know his motive. Well, on five occasions, the Islamic State, ISIS, has claimed responsibility, and on one of those occasions, they claimed it in a manner and through a medium that they've only used when they have actually been responsible for those attacks in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have an individual, Brian Hodge, who identifies himself publicly through media interviews in Australian media and through social media on Twitter and Facebook as having a room. He claims he was in room 32134, which the investigation shows was the adjoining room that Paddock was in. Brian Hodge said he was on the 32nd floor while the shooting was going on. Brian Hodge said he was at the Mandalay Bay for 3.5 hours, which is a fantastical story, mm-hmm. and yet his social media geolocator puts him in a different place. So the question is, why would he lie about it?
Mm-hmm.
We can track him before and after the attack in being with places that direct with people who may be affiliated or come from places that have a high ISIS activity. And we have a guy who has yet to be the subject of a subject interview by the FBI or the sheriff's office. Now, how can that possibly be?
Exactly.
We have, so that this is one piece of a broader investigation that has been done using resources outside of law enforcement and FBI. We have been a part of delivering this information to the FBI law enforcement sources, and so far there has been no follow-up, and the only response from the FBI has been to say the investigation is over. Stop trying to go down other roads. And yet all we're saying is these are, as a former FBI investigator who has done these kinds of investigations, to close your eyes and say, look, we're tired, the investigation's over, we're not answering these questions, is unprofessional.
Right. Well, it's not part of the FBI vernacular, as you know it. You know, that's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, especially when you're stepping over the obvious. I mean, of course you don't have anything because you're ignoring the obvious, aren't you?
That's right. They're ignoring this, and there's so much information. Look, you've got two of the most important pieces of information that we were lied about by the sheriff, we were lied to, or just the investigators were grossly incompetent. The story we were given for the first several weeks was that the security guard came upon the shooting, and because he did, Paddock stopped shooting, engaged the security guard, and then committed suicide. Well, then we find out that was a lie. What actually happened was when the security guard came upon Stephen Paddock, he was preparing the room. He was drilling. He was nailing things, preparing his shooting platform. And he engaged the security guard. Now, why he decided to shoot through the wall at him instead of just saying, hey, I just got out of the shower. I can't come to the door right now. But he didn't do that. He just engaged him and then initiated the assault. Well, from an investigative standpoint, that is a significantly different perspective because it begins to answer the question, why did Stephen Paddock have 30-some weapons and a ton of ammo in his room? Because investigatively, it makes me think that there were other people going to join him in the assault. Why else would you have such a large shooting platform, two huge rooms, with a wide vista out into the target area if you're just going to have one shooter? Maybe it was just going to be one shooter, but if the timeline of events being different, it leads you in a different direction, i.e. Paddock was not already shooting. He began and initiated the assault because of his security guard stumbling upon this. A very different situation there. Again, these questions have not been answered. And the final thing I'll share with you and your listeners is that to date, as of today, no national intelligence assets have been tasked with anything in this investigation.
None?
Say the CIA, none.
Wow.
So they have not ruled out that this is an Islamic State attack. That has not been ruled out. And I've quoted in some of our articles an FBI agent who has said the FBI's knee-jerk reaction is to say this has nothing to do with Islam, nothing to do with ISIS. They're treating it like a bank robbery, like a drive-by shooting. And that is incredibly unprofessional.
Well, John, this has been a disease that's infected, whether it's the CIA under John Brennan. I mean, this was something that many people in Main Street America were scratching their heads over during the Obama administration. This is all part, seemingly, of this deep state psychology that has overtaken our national security, is it not? Seems suspect, anyway.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And we, at Understanding the Threat, are articulating the threat and how citizens and local officials can deal with it. And that's our value in this war.
Well, John, we got to stay in touch on this. Keep us up to date as more information becomes available. John Guandolo with Understanding the Threat on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. And we've got an old friend coming back, Rachel Herz. Dr. Herz is back with us, a neuroscientist and leading world expert on the psychological science of smell. Yes, she's last time we talked, she was telling me she's a professional smeller. That's interesting, you know, because we always know women have an extra sense anyway, because guys can be around, you know, with dirty socks. We don't smell them. You know, women come in and go, how long have you been living with this? This is incredible. Dr. Herz, welcome to Bill Martinez. So good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, but recently that number increased dramatically to approximately 1 trillion distinct scents. Now, some of the most pleasant scents include vanilla, cinnamon, crayons, and cookies. But what about those unpleasant smells? You know, participants at the National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at this annual event. And, of course, we get to announce the winner here today. So, Rachel, once again, you got all these smelly sneakers coming in to compete for the stinkiest sneakers in the land, huh?
Yes, indeed. This year was a doozy.
So are we trying to push that that number of how many different scents we can smell? I mean, to get to 2 trillion, or what are we trying to do here?
So basically the idea is that what's been discovered is any smellable molecule, and that means that it has to have certain physical characteristics, but any odor that can be smelled, we can smell it.
Yes.
So we may not have encountered, we certainly don't live long enough because it would take 32,000 seconds to, or rather 32,000 years to actually smell a trillion odors, so that's never going to happen. But the point is that any smellable molecule out there we can detect, and whether we think it's good or bad, has to do with the situation that we're in when we're experiencing it, the meaning it has to us, what we think it is, and what we've learned to like and dislike.
Mm-hmm. So the events, again, took place at Times Square. Really, right, right next door to Ripley's, believe it or not, is our billboard for Bill Martinez Live. You'll see it there a couple of times an hour, right there next to Dave and Buster's and right there on that block.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, all kinds of good fun. I thought I'd throw in a little plug for that just to, oh, by the way. So what was the winner up to win besides the national title? I understand there's some big money on the line here for smelly shoes.
Yes, well, Hunter won $2,500, and mm-hmm. he also has a really big trophy.
Wow.
And he gets an extra day in New York City and gets to go see a Broadway show, as mm-hmm. well as having a year, or depending on how often he uses them, lifetime supply of Odor Eaters products.
Well, that's great. Now we're talking Hunter Hamm, who's 8 years old from Eagle River, Alaska. So what was his secret recipe? Is he on the line with us right now, too?
Yes, sorry, I'm on the line.
Hey, congratulations, Hunter. High five to you, radio style here. So you got the sneakiest, the stinkiest rotten sneaker contest award. Congratulations for you. So what was your secret recipe? Besides, I got to imagine there had to be some salmon in there.
Yeah, there's some salmon eggs, and there's also some, I played around with them, I, played bowling in them, I, got chicken poop on them when I went in the chicken coop.
you can't, if you say chicken, that's the secret recipe, that's a family secret, you can't reveal everything, can you? go ahead, Hunter, I'm sorry.
And I rode my bike and I went in the mud, and that's how I got my shoes so dirty.
Well, they're dirty and smelly and the whole deal. So how long did it take you to get them all stunk up where you thought they were competition ready?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. Wow, those salmon eggs must have really been smelling pretty ripe. You know, being from Alaska, we figured salmon had to be part of it. You know, there's no doubt, right?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations. Enjoy another day in New York year's worth of Odor Eaters for your shoes. And I'm sure your parents are probably happy to get the shoes out of the house, right?
We haven't had them. When I won Eagle River, I had to give them, and then they just shifted right up to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get, just so I didn't, like, cheat and put a bunch of stuff on it.
Yeah, hey, no cheating. No cheating in this contest. You got to do it up square, right, Dr. Hurst?
Yep, and the kids have to be able to walk over from the hotel to Ripley's, believe it or not. It's only about 20 feet, but the thing is that if they put something really nasty, if they cheated and they did something to their shoes, we figure that they wouldn't probably want to put their feet in them and walk mm-hmm. over as well. So that's part of the way we can mitigate some of that behavior going on.
How many kids participated, Rachel, this year?
So this year we had slightly fewer than last year. We only had 6 contestants this year, but that was plenty for me.
Right, I bet. Because, you know, your job was you had to do the smelling, right?
Yep, I had to do the smelling and the looking. So it's a combination of the stinkiest and the ugliest.
Oh, okay.
Hunter had both.
Oh, wow. Well, good for him. Well, and that's a pretty healthy prize, $2,500, right? Plus another day in New York, a play. So what's the play that you're going to see here, Hunter?
The Lion King.
Oh, excellent. Oh, you're going to love that. Have you seen that before?
No.
Oh, my goodness. What a treat. I got to tell you, I was so amazed, Dr. Hurst, you know, when, you know, we saw, of course, Lion King in the movies. But to see it live in theater, it is absolutely genius. And try and see if you can catch one of those flying birds. You know, that's always fun. Okay, Hunter?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, well, good deal. Well, you have a great time there. And You know, Rachel, tell us a little bit more about, you know, Odor Eaters and this campaign that they've been doing every year. I mean, this is just a novel idea, and it's pretty exciting. And we got to get more kids involved next year.
Yes, well, it was sort of genius that Odor Eaters decided they could take advantage of this contest that was held originally without any sponsorship. It was just something that originated in Montpelier, Vermont, actually at a, I believe, a sneaker store. And then Odor Eaters realized that they could both make the world smell a little bit better and, of course, promote their products by getting involved in this contest. And their products can help anyone with basic foot conditions smell better and also sweat less, because that's what contributes to the smell. And also, if you're wearing shoes all day long, if your feet aren't breathing, then you can develop some minor foot conditions, and Odor Eaters products helps with all of that.
Exactly. And another tip, by the way, brought to you by Hunter Hamm, is do not load up your sneakers with a year and a half old salmon eggs. That kind of helps as well, right?
Definitely.
Okay. So next year, tell us about next year's contest. I'm sure you're already planning for that.
Well, I don't know. We know we're going to have, I think, a different location or an additional location. We're going to have Montana as well, and I think there may be a few others on board in addition to the usual suspects.
Yes,
and Alaska is one of the typical winners. And I have to say that's actually because they usually have the advantage of having both the sweaty, funky foot smell, which more than Hunter was able to knock my socks off with. But in addition to that, the outdoorsy smells of fish and chicken poop and so forth usually really, you know, put it over the edge. And so people who have more of the outdoor environment, actually those kids often have a bit of an advantage than kids who are more city dwellers.
Yeah, well, the chicken poop, you know, advantage right there. I think, didn't last year's winner, if I remember correctly, also incorporated some chicken poop, if I remember?
Well, last year's winner was actually Hunter's cousin, also from Alaska.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is a dynasty that's happening here.
Hunter has some younger brothers who may be entering, too, in the future.
Well, that's great. Go ahead.
And my cousin, he ran around in our yard and did most of the things that I did.
Yes.
And I was from Alaska, so I put his shoes up on the Hall of Fumes, and they were still moist.
Oh, well, that's incredible. Well, Dr. Rachel Hertz and Hunter Hamm, congratulations. Dr. Hertz, is always good to be visiting with you, and congratulations to Odor Eaters for another job well done and a great contest, and we look forward to hearing back from you next year, okay?
Thank you very much, Bill.
Real quick, where can they go for final for information? I forgot to ask you that one.
Yeah, sure. So for all information about the contest and about Odor Eaters products, go to odoreaters.com. And for more information about me and the work I do and the books I write, please see rachelhurst.com.
That's it. Thank you, Rachel. Take care.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
In theaters now.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about. Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Andrea Kay, yes, Cooler Talk Time Lady is with us. It almost sounds like the church lady, but it's not that at all, ladies and gentlemen. So, hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. I don't know if I can ever be quite as funny as that classic SNL skit. And that just reminds us of back when SNL was funny, right?
Yeah, exactly. When they believed in entertainment. That's interesting you should bring that up right now, is that we've lost so much in this process, this, agitation and this vitriol that flies around. It's like we've lost our sense of humor, haven't we?
Well, yeah, and there's a few reasons why we kind of have. First of all, everything has become politicized, and when you don't have even entertainment anymore as an escape, and that's because that's what the entertainment industry was supposed to be about, particularly like with movies. You were supposed to, the idea was you were going to sit in a seat, eat way too much crap food, which I always do, and suspend your disbelief. And actually, you know, believe that, you know, James Bond is a good person in a nice, caring role and, you know, be taken away for 2 hours.
Mm. Well, that's what amusement does. Amusement, you know, by its very mere definition is without the mind. You disconnect from your mind and your consciousness, to your point.
Yeah, exactly. And so now there's nowhere where we can go to escape. And then on top of it, so that's one of the first ways that our sense of humor has been gone, because when you can't even go see comedy and be able to just set everything aside, because now even comedians are hamstrung. Mm-hmm. And so we're told now, most importantly, it's all about control. And now there's the thought police. We're actually criminalizing thought in this country. And so we're not allowed to have a sense of humor, or certainly not about certain things.
Yeah. Where are all the white people going to go? I mean, because now, you know, white privilege has been so maligned, and, you know, it really cracks me up because you have white people, you know, talking of white privilege apologetically. And what is your point in all this? Like, what do you think's going to happen to you? Like, all of a sudden now you're going to owe reparations to anybody that's not white because you have some supposed white privilege?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I think the UN had a resolution recently that, that the American people need to pay reparations to black people. And so, you know, it does appear as though the movement now, and everything is about control and with liberalism, and the movement now literally doesn't appear to be about equality. It appears to be about suppression. Right. Of classes of people, and it's not just white men, it's conservatives. We are literally criminalizing thought. We just had a teacher, last week, during the walkout, she was suspended because she asked her students, what would happen if somebody tried to organize a walkout against abortion?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, and the thing has run the whole gamut, where you had kids that said, look, you know, that's not my thing. I'm not interested in doing that. I can honor the people who died in my own way, and I'm going to stay in the classroom and do that. And, you know, they've been suspended. Now they're out of the class. I mean, it's just bizarre. And it makes you wonder how many kids got an A that went on the march, and was there some prejudice in that whole situation? This whole thing rakes. It's terrible. But, you know, more importantly, Andrea, as we've been saying on this show, is the kids need to be careful that their hashtag doesn't get hijacked. And it's getting hijacked. I mean, because the same old players, whether it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all that, they're jumping in. They see a movement. And what do? It's like surf's up for them. They're running right in front of that movement, and they're redirecting it. And so it's sad in a sense, because some of these kids are going to be very disappointed. We went through it. I say we, not you, because I'm a little bit older than you, during the 60s, during the Vietnam era, because, you know, the Bill Ayers, the Weatherman Underground Group, all these anti-American groups came out. It was just like open the door. They were given credence to go ahead and take over, and they led people down a merry path. And, of course, what they left us with is Jane Fonda.
Well, yeah, some people are saying that it's actually a little bit closer, more reminiscent to the Hitler Youth.
Yes.
In terms of
the brown shirts. Yeah, exactly.
The brown shirts. Mm-hmm. And, right. You know, and you have to say that that's exactly what's happening, because we had a school shooting yesterday in Maryland, and what stopped it? An SRO.
Exactly.
Who not only was armed, but actually ran into the situation instead of hiked behind a car. But wasn't it a week or so ago, around the time of the walkouts, to where New York City, actually Bill de Blasio said he couldn't afford, didn't want to spend the money to have armed security in the schools? You know, you don't have a legitimate movement as kids when the only thing you're walking out against is the NRA, who had absolutely nothing at all to do with this, and you're not even mentioning anything that does have to do with school safety. Now I guess that Hog Kid did a nasty commercial saying that Trump or the Republicans or somebody are the B word of the NRA. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the hashtag has already jumped the shark.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you. And it's unfortunate, because we need activism. We need smart activism. And, you know, there's some kids within this. I mean, unless they get lost, they're not being reported on. You know, you don't hear about them. But some of these kids are pretty sharp. But you have to look, you know, CNN certainly is not going to give them any time. The mainstream media is not going to give them any time. But I hear them from time to time, and you go, wow, this kid's, you know, he needs to be to the forefront. But unfortunately, Hogg is the poster child. And, you know, and it's going to be sad, because he's going to burn himself out. And he's gonna have a road. He's coming to a crossroads where he's gonna need to decide, does the momentum of what he's been able to, I mean, he's been riding this wave, does he do it for good or does he do it for bad? And I think that he needs some counsel, in order to redirect here, or direct in a way that, out of all the efforts and emotions and everything he's going through, I mean, these are all legit emotions. I'm not invalidating that. It's just, what are we going to do with this? Are we going to use it for good, or are we going to use it for bad? And, they are kids. We need the passion. That's great. But we still need an adult in the room.
Well, yeah, because they are children, and the use and the emotion, and that are all the emotions and the trauma after an event like this needs to be channeled and needs to be managed and needs to be nurtured and dealt with in a way that is helpful to the kids, not in a way that's harmful to them. You know, and I think I said it on your show, is that I have never said that they shouldn't speak.
Right.
What I feel like the appropriate place for them to be speaking is in therapy sessions and dealing with dealing with what's happened to them, not redirecting it in some false, phony, lie, hypocritical lace rant against people that had nothing at all to do with it. You're harming yourself when you are constantly in a state of anger and hate and frenzy against people who have done nothing wrong to you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the real villains or the bad guys in the situation, you're given a pass.
Without
that can't be healthy.
Right.
This isn't healthy. What's going on is not healthy for America, and it's not healthy for them. And we need our schools to go back to being a place where they're actually preparing them, giving them an education, and preparing them to go off into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, why are we allowing our schools to be used in the middle of the day? I'm a taxpayer. I don't even have kids. Why am I a taxpayer going for this?
Right, exactly. Well, this is what many people are asking about, but right now, because of the emotion and all that's going on, but this is the thing. You have to be careful. When things get to this kind of fevered pitch, you really open yourself to manipulation, and that's what Hogg and some of these others are experiencing. They may not see it right now because it all sounds good, and they get another 15 minutes of fame, and, you know, let's beat up the NRA and all this, and let's ignore the empirical evidence. And the people that know better, the people that know the facts, are just shaking their heads and going, wow, are we going to raise up another disenchanted, Jane Fonda, Tom Hayden, Bill Ayers group of people that just say, see, it doesn't work. We have to, you know, be more aggressive. And, then at that point, you just abandon reason for anarchy. It gets pretty crazy. I also want to talk to you about, that famous three-letter agency called the FBI that we've been saying, you and I have been talking from day one about Donald Trump and what he has done. He has been the CEO of exposure. He's pulled back the curtain on all these things. And most of the things that he has said are either true or yet to be fulfilled. It is amazing how right on he has been from day one about whether it's fake news or that they surveilled him. You know, of course, he said wiretapping, and they took grave exception because they're attorneys. Because if you don't use the right word, then, you know, your statement is invalidated. But the principle is still valid, and that's what's coming out, isn't it?
Well, all of it's coming out. You're absolutely right. And what's common between the kids in Parkland and the FBI is the left using these organizations as shields. You can't criticize any kids. Oh, my gosh. You have to listen to every word they say and go along with what they say, or something's wrong with you. And that's been a similar defense of the FBI that we've had. And you saw this with Andrew McCabe. Hey, Donald Trump is attacking the prestigious organizations of America as though they are above reproach. No, these are government-run and American taxpayer-paid organizations, and when you're not even allowed to criticize or look at them through the microscope, then basically you have what we have, where you have an unchecked agency with complete power to run roughshod over Americans, and that's the most egregious thing that's been exposed here. That the FISA were never meant to be even ever spy on Americans. That's what the Espionage Act is for.
Exactly.
No, the FISA court was used through lies and smears that were paid for by the Democrat Party and the Obama administration, because was the head of the Democrat Party, and Hillary Clinton, with lies to spy on Americans in order to first, with the FBI as the foot soldiers, first to interfere with an election and then to overturn it.
Yep.
That is shocking.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That's the most important, shocking thing to every American. But the left has done a good job in turning these FBI agents into victims.
We'll see if they're really serious about this, if somebody ends up in jail. I think not. Barack Obama, his administration, has gotten away with it. So they're used to business as usual. People get a little upset. They point fingers. And then they move on because we get busy. AK, yes, Cooler Talk Lady on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, AK. Appreciate it. Great job.
That's me.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny
sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer.